What up, y'all? Today we are talking Tesla. The company just reported its Q4 earnings report, and it has been a crumbletini in the markets. The stock was down about 12% the day after they reported. I have been buying shares yesterday and today. I think there was some. This is a fascinating time to be covering one of the most fascinating companies, if not the most, on the planet. It's the Kim Kardashian of the business world. It's Tesla. Let's dive into these Q4 numbers and see what happened here. Let's just start with revenue. $25.17 billion in revenue for Tesla in Q4. That's a $100 billion run rate. I mean, I just want to take a moment to say, wow, that is insane. Amazing progress and props to Tesla. When I was investing in this company 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they were at, you know, a couple hundred million in revenue with a $3 billion market cap. Now to see them go to $100 billion in revenue, I mean, that's a lot of revenue. And barely any advertising to do it. But why is the market beefing with that? Year over year growth. If we zoom in on the revenue growth here, only 3.5% year over year. So Tesla's profitability has been getting crunched and growth has been getting crunched as they've had to drop their vehicle prices because of higher interest rates and a slowdown in the automotive market. So that is what's got people freaking out. Now, let's zoom in to gross profit here. $4.44 billion of gross profit in Q4 23. That is up from $4.18 billion in Q3, but down from $5.78 billion in Q4 2022. So gross profit declining, even though revenue's up because of that squeeze in average selling prices. Now let's look at operating income. This is my favorite metric, essentially profit. Profit was $2.06 billion this quarter. Annualized, it's about $8.2 billion. That was up from $1.76 billion in Q3, but down from $3.9 billion in Q4 2022. So down 50% year over year in operating income, but it's important to take a step back and remember that Tesla is still profitable. Look at this. You look at how much like Tesla's been crushing it since they used to lose money every quarter. They were in investment mode. Now they've been profitable for like, I don't even know, 10, 15, 20 quarters in a row. And that's just poised to continue. This is them on a bad quarter, making $2 billion in profit. Kind of insane just how far this comes. So it's important to keep that in context. But this margin squeeze that we're seeing in the financials is what has got Wall Street concerned, and especially with them saying that growth could be lower next year. As you can see here, 1.8 million deliveries for the full year of 2023. That was up 38% from 1.3 million. But now the Wall Street and the market is freaking out because Tesla's saying you can expect lower growth this year. So below 38, I'm guessing 10 to 20%. percent growth in deliveries, maybe more. Things go well. A lot of that, according to Elon Musk, is highly dependent on interest rates. Now, I just want to take a quick second to talk about this interest rate phenomena because Tesla cars, along with a lot of big purchases, a lot of them use financing. So what does that mean? Essentially, you have to get a loan to purchase this massive product. And that loan's interest rate is basically based on the entire interest rate of the system. So if the Fed has a 0% interest rate, you're going to get a really good rate on your car. But if the Fed bumps it up to 5%, that makes your car significantly more expensive. So in this higher interest rate environment, demand for vehicles, especially higher priced ones like Tesla's, is hurting. And that's why Tesla had to drop their prices to accommodate for these interest rate rises. And that is why we are seeing some margin compression and delivery growth slowing. So that's not going to last forever because a lot of people are thinking the Fed's going to drop the rates and then boom, that'll be a tailwind. But it's important to note the factors at play here contributing to the lower growth for Tesla. Now, also, I'm going to annualize this just so we can see, because I think it's always important. You know, I'm a long-term investor, love Tesla. And one of the reasons I've been buying stock now is because I feel like you just got to zoom out. You know, one flattish year for Tesla in a really tough macro environment after they've absolutely crushed it for a decade plus. I mean, look at this chart of revenue. They did $97 billion in revenue in 2023, up from $81 billion in 2022, up from $54 billion in 2021, up from $31 billion in 2020. So the growth has been insane. Gross profit, you can see it peaked in 2022, $21 billion down to $18 billion in 2023. So you're like, oh my God, it's down. Profitability is hurting. But compare that to where they were, you know, 5 years ago in 2018, $4 billion in gross profit versus $18 billion now. Now they're doing $4 billion in gross profit a quarter, and that's on a bad quarter. So you just, it's really important to zoom out here. And if we look at operating income, let's see how that did for the full year. We are looking at $9 billion in earnings about for the full year for Tesla and operating income, down from about $14 billion in 2022. And once again, that's because of the price cuts, but still very, very profitable. I mean, a business is pumping out $10 billion. That's not bad, folks. Now let's dive a little bit more into the quarterly numbers here just to see what is going on. They've been increasing operating expenses almost near an all-time high here of $2.37 billion a quarter. So that's part of the margin compression. But as you can see, gross profit still massively outpacing operating expenses. Huge cushion here for profitability. Tesla could still cut prices pretty significantly, continue investing in growth, and still be profitable, which is really impressive. Now, cash flow. Operating cash flow from the business actually really strong this quarter at $4.4 billion. So Tesla still pumping out billions in cash flow, in operating cash flow. If we take a step back and looking at the annual cash flow numbers here, Tesla's operating cash flow, $13 billion this year, down slightly from $15 billion last year. Free cash flow down to $4 billion because that CapEx number, which is essentially investments in future factories and growth, was up to $9 billion, up from $7 billion. Last year. So overall, I would say a strong quarter for Tesla. I mean, they ended the year with about $29 billion in cash. As you can see, the assets climbing faster than the liabilities, equity hitting an all-time high on the balance sheet. So the company is stable and more profitable than ever, but people are worried about growth. Now, before we get too much into the conference call and that kind of stuff, I want to dive into a little bit more of the results here. One thing that I'm looking for going forward that I'm like super excited about is this category right here, Model S, X, Cybertruck, and Tesla Semi sales. This hit a record of 23,000 units in Q4. I think this is going to start booming as they launch the Cybertruck. And actually, this is a good point to talk about the Cybertruck because I think this is fascinating. I got my Cybertruck hat on, my Cybertruck hoodie. Let's go. I mean, if you go to any Tesla store or talk to anybody, the Cybertruck is an iPhone level aha moment of, wow, this is an insane product. It's going viral. It is just breaking the internet. I mean, Elon Musk is saying 250,000 units a year in North America. They're bringing it to China now, but it's going to be tough to sell in China. But I hope eventually they do sell it in China. That expands the addressable market. But I just feel like it's interesting that, you know, Tesla's saying, we don't want to give guidance. Our deliveries are going to be lower. And the stock market's kind of like crapping on the company. But at the same time, they have just released the most viral, disruptive, innovative product in the history of the automotive industry. The Cybertruck is just released now, is just scaling up to customers. It's been 5 years in the making. Elon Musk is calling it the best product ever. I mean, I am so excited about the Cybertruck and its potential to just, I mean, it could drive a lot of sales for Tesla. Tesla's already so big. It's difficult to know how much it'll move the needle, but pickup trucks, a couple million per year sold in just the best selling pickup trucks in the US. So Cybertruck, 250,000 a year that Elon keeps talking about, could be on the low end of projections. But I just think it's fascinating that like the consumer sentiment of, oh my God, the Cybertruck here is here. It's so awesome. And actually I want to show you on the Tesla earnings call, there was some really cool pictures of the Cybertruck. I mean, this is the Cybertruck production line. Like what? This is looking super badass. Here we got the Cybertruck in the snow, Cybertruck delivery event. Excuse me. Oh, this I thought was really cool. The Tesla wrap section, this sort of like a matte black brown Cybertruck is just looking so badass. Like I just was looking at this and I was like, this is a company I want to invest in. I mean, the products they are building look and feel like the future. Imagine what else they can come up with next. I mean, Tesla's product pipeline is absolutely insane. We're going to talk about that more in a second with the Robotaxi, but let's get back to the quarterly financials here. Energy storage deployment, it was a little bit weaker quarter than expected here, but you got to remember, this is lumpy. It takes a lot of time to get these contracts in place, and if you look at the annual numbers, the progress has been insane. Solar, a little bit weaker, still not coming through. We are waiting for solar to do something, but I don't think it's been a focus for Tesla, and it's a lot harder to scale than batteries or cars. One thing that I want to get to here is just the revenue breakdown. And you can see over time in the past 10 years that this tiny little orange and blue dot here, which is services and other and energy revenue, has just been, you know, barely visible on Tesla, but is over time becoming a much bigger percentage of the pie. And eventually, you know, the company is saying that, you know, supercharger use as other companies come on, as the fleet grows, software services, energy, these are going to become a bigger and more stable piece of the profitability story of Tesla, especially with energy having the highest margins. So if we just want to zoom in on those revenues here, they were ticked down a little bit sequentially, but still up huge year over year. And I think this is a really bright spot of Tesla's revenue. If we go into energy revenue here for the quarter, $1.44 billion. That was up from 1.31 billion. So it's lumpy, but it's kind of like really lumpy, and it'll have huge growth, and then it'll kind of stall out for a few quarters, and then bam, huge growth again. So I'm kind of, but if you look at the overall trend, does appear to be an acceleration here. And we've got the Megapack factory in Lathrop. So as that ramps, I expect this energy revenue to continue climbing as well. Services and other, three flat quarters, but after huge growth here. So I expect this to continue to grow. I really love the idea of the supercharger network being a gas station of the future, and that being an incredibly valuable and profit-generating asset for Tesla going forward. Now, gross profit, as you can see, these two businesses were a drag on gross profit for many years. Now they're actually a contributor to gross profit. So that's really impressive. Energy and storage in particular has gone from kind of like nothing, not really important, not really moving the needle, to the last few quarters, you know, in Q2 2023, $278 million in gross profit just from energy in a single quarter. In Q3, it was $381 million. Q4, $314 million. So energy gross profit is now at like a $1.5 billion run rate and growing, and that's gross profit from energy. So for all our Tesla bulls, it has been such a long time in the making, and if I annualize this, dude, the gross profit from energy going from $288 million in 2022 to $1.14 billion in 2023. I mean, this is finally becoming a needle mover for Tesla, and it's in Tesla's diversifying from being this product, a one product company, essentially the electric car, to much more than that. We know Tesla has all this other stuff, but to see it play out in the financials is huge and extremely exciting as someone like me as a long-term investor. That's just one of the things that's got me super fired up. Now, if we go to the quarterly margins here, it's the last thing I want to spend on the financials, but you can see that the energy business for the last two quarters has beaten the automotive business in gross margin. I expect this to continue. This is extremely positive. Services gross margin has gone positive. It was a little weak this quarter at 2.7%, but hopefully that bumps back up going forward. The long-term trend there is still very, very good. Now, this is a stat that I saw on Twitter or X that I thought was absolutely fascinating, and I think is a microcosm for the entire Tesla bull case, which is the Tesla Model Y was the best-selling car in the world in 2023. And this is a car that costs like 50 grand. It sold 1.23 million units. That's outselling the Corolla. That's outselling the RAV4. So I don't know. This to me is kind of insane once you wrap your head around it, because if Tesla puts up, you know, once they release their $25,000 car, it's almost unfair to extrapolate this market share because it would almost be too good to be true, because what this is telling you is even though Teslas cost more, they're selling more of them. That's how good this product is. Also with way less marketing per vehicle. So if Tesla comes out with this $25,000 car, I mean, it is going to be an absolute game changer. So I want to spend a little time on this $25,000 car, and they even mentioned it in the guidance, which I thought was really cool. I mean, Tesla's, they're calling it like this robo-taxi next generation platform, essentially. And when they first started talking about this on the call, like, it was kind of like, okay, what's up with the next generation platform? You know, if we're thinking about how Tesla unveils products in the past, they have this massive splashy event. You know, Cybertruck was like 2019, and then it's 4 or 5 years later that they actually deliver the product. But Tesla, and they don't want to cannibalize sales of the Model 3 and Y, they're being super kind of like taking a much different approach with the robotaxi here that I think is super duper cool. Also, take a look at this. This is a concept from the Elon Musk book of what the robotaxi would look like. But Elon dropped a bomb on the earnings call that I was not expecting. This is one of the reasons I've been getting so bullish and buying stock. I mean, Tesla's vision here is to go from 2 million cars a year to 20 million cars a year. If you think about that from a revenue generation standpoint, we're already doing $100 billion. I mean, that could take us to $500, $600, $700 billion in revenue, which is huge numbers. And it's all based on this car, all of Tesla's technology. It's going to be a revolution in manufacturing, a totally new way to build cars, a totally new way, this is the future. All of Tesla's evolution of electric technology, bringing the cost down, bringing a robot on wheels, is going to boil down to this insanely epic robo-taxi vehicle platform, $25,000 car. And we all know this has been the holy grail of Tesla, but Elon Musk dropped an absolute bomb on the conference call, which is this thing is coming in 2025. Yes, it could get delayed. Yes, who knows what might happen. Timelines or future projections can always change. But as of now, Elon just said on the conference call that they are planning to start building this thing in the second half of 2025. We're already January 2024. That's in 18 to 24 months. They are going to be building this car. It's going to be in production. Like, that is, I mean, the addressable market expansion is huge. I mean, this is going to, I cannot believe that nobody, this isn't like the front page news of Tesla earnings, is they just told you when they're going to start production of their robotaxi product. This is, we've been waiting on this for years, and they just let that news slip on the conference call. I think this is a huge needle mover for Tesla. This is insane that they're going to come out with this car in just 2 years from now. And now I want to get to the other huge piece of news that got me extremely pumped. Tesla Optimus. Tesla's Optimus robot. I mean, this thing is insane. The Tesla Optimus robot, originally, this is such a moonshot. I mean, I kind of sound like a broken record about the Tesla robot because I'm like, you know, oh my God, it's going to change everything. It's going to be a game changer for the economy. But it seems like such a far out moonshot project. Who knows if it'll work? But at the same time, like, I still am shocked that Tesla is coming out with this. They're leveraging their expertise in building cars, which are just robots with wheels, to build robots with feet. The addressable market for that is massive. The regulations are lower. This could happen before we get full self-driving. And Elon Musk confirmed on the conference call that the first Tesla bot deliveries or Tesla bot production could start in 2025 as well. What? This was supposed to be in 2027. I mean, people, like, I'm freaking out right now because, and if you hear Elon on the conference call, he's like, this has sparked a massive debate on the entire control of who owns Tesla. Elon's now tweeting, I think I want to get 25% control of Tesla, not necessarily economics, but voting wise, because we're about to build, if you listen to him on the conference call, he's like, we are about to build one of the most powerful entities on earth, a robotics and AI juggernaut that the world has never seen before. And he is realizing, and I think he's even being cautious about it, he's realizing how important this is. And one of my theories is, like, technology is accelerating, hyperchange, right? And so the ability to create wealth and generate power and influence within one generation or one lifetime is accelerating exponentially. Look at Zuckerberg. Look at these young tech founders who can create stuff with software, spread it on the internet, now they're all connected and become billionaires within years. I think AI accentuates this ability for one individual to gather power and influence, and it's very scary, the implications of that. And I think Elon is saying, you know, look at what happened with Sam Altman and OpenAI. He gets kicked out of OpenAI, his own company, because the corporate governance isn't right. And so Elon is saying, look at how important this corporate governance is. You know, we always talk about politics. You know, everyone's talking about the election right now. Well, just like governance in politics is super important, like the governance of companies, which I think are becoming more powerful than countries in a lot of ways. I mean, Tesla's worth almost $1 trillion, $100 billion in revenue. They're actually profitable. I mean, if Apple issued a currency, it might have a lower cost of debt or lower interest rate than the US government because it's actually making money. Like we're in this incredibly interesting inflection point of humanity where companies are so powerful. So Elon is saying this bot thing is about to shake the game up. This is going to be one of the most powerful entities, technologies on the planet, and we need to be super careful about who controls it. And so that's why Elon is freaking out about control of Tesla, because he knows how powerful the company is going to be and how impactful his product is. And he's saying this is going to be Tesla's most valuable product by far, more value than everything else we're doing combined. That's FSD. And you know he's including, assuming FSD is going to work in that, robotaxi, selling 20 million cars a year, massive energy storage business. All of that could be dwarfed by this Tesla bot. And it's coming 2 years early, or it's ahead of schedule. So whether it's 2027, 2026, or 2025, as they're hinting at, I mean, this is coming up soon. And it has extremely profound implications for society, and it has absurd potential to generate massive revenue for Tesla stock. I don't even want to get into the revenue calculations because it just seems ridiculous. One time I calculated like $40 trillion. 800 million Tesla bots, one for every 10 humans, 50,000 a bot, $40 trillion in revenue. Maybe it's $10,000 a bot. 800 million bots, $8 trillion in revenue. I mean, whoa. So this is what makes Tesla, so this is what I'm bullish on. I used to be investing in Tesla on this electric car company, you know, cars, batteries, hardware. It just, and the addressable market for that is not much bigger than $1 trillion. But now this robot thing, I mean, it is an absolute game changer. Uh-oh, they're doing yard work near me. Hopefully you can't hear that. Dude, we need the electric Tesla leaf blower. Like, these leaf blowers are, like, what are we even doing with leaf blowers? Just to blow the leaves to, like, the next guy's lawn? Like, what are we doing? I'm fired up about the Tesla bot. And this is why I'm personally so bullish, because I feel like I'm a long-term investor, right? I see a company with $30 billion in cash on the balance sheet, $600 billion valuation, 5% of its market cap in cash, producing cash as we go, enough cash to fund $10 billion of investments, hiring the best engineers in the world. We're in a safe position, and we're already $100 billion revenue run rate, so about 6x price sales. Yes, growth is going to be flat to low, you know, 10, 20% this year, but then think about that. I've never seen Tesla communicate how we're in the middle of two growth waves. They are being very clear right now, telling you, like, look, how many more Model Ys can we sell? It's already the best-selling car in the world. Like, without a new product, how is Tesla supposed to grow? You already sold the model. Like, there's too many Model Ys out there. So we're in this, like, plateau era of, like, okay, we hit $100 billion. Let's optimize costs. We're going to grow steadily. But now we have these two new products, FSD, Robotaxi, TeslaBot, three new products that are going to do this next massive wave of growth that is going to take us to potentially $500 to $1 trillion in revenue. So... and the way they're communicating this, I mean, this is, I don't know. I love this, like, and remember, nothing I ever say is financial advice. I do not, it's not financial advice. I'm just telling you what I do and what I think. I think we're in this flatline moment of pause on what has been one of the greatest growth stories, if not the greatest growth story in the history of ever of all business. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but look at this revenue. It is almost impossible to find a company. I think Amazon's like the only company that has grown this fast, and they're taking a cut of stuff sold on their platform. They're not building everything themselves. Tesla builds robot themselves, and this is their growth rate. This is absurd. This is a rocket ship that I want to get on. So that's kind of my take on what's going on here. Also, but taking a step back, this is why I think it's so important that we fix this issue with Elon wanting more control of the company and just making him happy and incentivizing him to develop everything under Tesla. Like, I invest in owner, operator, founders. I think leadership is the most important asset a company has. Elon Musk is the reason I'm invested in Tesla. He has created enormous value and wealth for hundreds of thousands of employees, for hundreds of thousands of shareholders, for the American economy. It's just insane the amount of value this guy's created. We need to keep him on. I am trying to figure out, we need to do everything we can scheme on to keep Elon incentivized for another decade to take us to 10 trill. That's all I'm saying. That's the biggest risk overhang on Tesla right now. I think that's going to get solved. I think we're just, yeah. So we got to get Elon back on board. Okay, last point is on FSD. FSD V12 is going out. That's super exciting. Still working on it. Obviously, always potentially a little slower than we expected, but I still think it's kind of like a boil the frog slowly moment where it's like I drive in my car, it's driving itself. Interventions are getting rarer and rarer when you step back and look at a few years. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the car drives itself already, and it's just happening slowly, and we don't even realize how game changing it is. And Elon was saying on the call, and this is what I think, if you're a financial nerd as well, talk about another catalyst, is licensing FSD. I mean, Tesla's done all the work on FSD. It's all profit if they license that, and potentially billions in profit. And so Elon said they're in discussions with a lot of car companies, but the car companies don't believe them. So I like to be a contrarian when I invest. Yes, Tesla's huge. Yes, they've already, you know, succeeded and generated massive wealth, but I think we're still contrarian if you believe the Tesla bot's going to work. Car companies still aren't buying into FSD. The robo-taxi is only 18 months away, but nobody's calculated, but everyone's saying Tesla's done growing, but they're about to release a car that's 25. I mean, I am taking the flip side of these coins, saying Tesla is doing better than ever. You know, the business is different than the stock. The stock price got overheated, is coming down to reality a little bit, is, I would say, getting very fairly or cheaply priced, and the business has done better than ever. Tesla just reported the most revenue they've ever done in a year, $97 billion. In a quarter, last quarter, this quarter, most revenue they've ever done, $25 billion. They have the most cash they've ever had, $30 billion. They're profitable enough to fund investments in everything. Their robot is ahead of schedule. Their next generation car is coming in 18 months. This is a business that is in a better position than they have ever been in the history of ever. Look at the Megapack. They're scaling that, and all these amazing critical infrastructure projects. The energy grid is changing. They just built a massive factory. They're probably going to announce another massive factory for their batteries. That's going to outpace automotive growth. That's going to de-risk the business. That's going to diversify operating income streams. I mean, everything is going in the right direction if you look at this as a business and forget the bullshit headlines, forget the stock price, forget all the noise that you're hearing. and just look at the first principle fundamentals of this business. How are they doing? You're going to look at these numbers and tell me this is a business that's hurting? I mean, they're crushing it. Tesla's crushing it. They're pumping out billions. This is the bad year for them, but they're crushing it. So I think it's so important to take a step back and realize that. And you know, anyway, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm trying to buy Tesla. I'm buying Tesla stock kind of like aggressively as I can. You know, I'm pretty broke, but I put all the money I can in. You can follow G2Amelia if you want to follow that. I know I'm going to get heat in my G2Amelia account because I keep adding money when I'm not supposed to buy Tesla because it's down, but that's how you got to hustle. And that's what I did in 2017, 2018 when I was YouTubing. I just put all my extra money into Tesla. And this kind of reminds me of the same thing. And it's funny because it was like around 180 a share. It was like a bunch of pre-splits before this. So not the same valuation, but like it's just eerily reminiscent of that time. And yeah, I mean, if you believe what Elon says, and this is going to be one of the largest companies in the world, then $600 billion is looking cheap. So anyway, I hope they get this Elon compensation voting control thing solved. FSD's got to crush it. Tesla bot keeps going. Robotaxi's on the way. I don't know. I just feel like if you didn't read the news and the headlines and you just read and listened to the earnings call and read the financial report, it's like, wow. And for all the Tesla and Elon haters out there, I'm like, man, I wish they could just listen to a conference call. Like instead of reading some bullshit headline in some article, just listen to the conference call. The first minute of the conference call is Elon being like, there was a, you know, a rundown strip mall in an hour outside of San Francisco that nobody wanted, that GM and Toyota abandoned as a car plant. And now it's the biggest car production facility in America. 560,000 cars built in Silicon Valley in California with the worst taxes, highest costs. Tesla revitalized the whole local economy with their factory. I mean, that's the kind of shit this company's doing that I'm investing in. And so, yeah, I love a good disconnect. Your skepticism is my alpha. This is Hyperchange. Let me know anything in the comments below. Love y'all. See you next time. Go Tesla.